The Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we ask you, Lord God, to work within us. Lord, you ask us to be obedient to your Holy Spirit. And Lord, we speak that in this room. Lord, your presence commands obedience. So, Father, we submit ourselves to you this morning. Lord, ears to hear truly what you're saying in these last days. Lord, diligence to walk this out. Lord, a heart that's after you. Father, we speak the victory even now in Jesus' name. Father, have your way. Have your way here. We worship you. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Lord, we set our hearts on you this morning. We lay aside every weight and sin. Holy Spirit, do a supernatural work in the mighty name of Jesus. And everyone said, amen. I want to give you a little testimony. Yesterday, I was doing a few things. How many of you, when you get older, you can't quite do some things you used to when you were younger? Let me understand that. Well, I had a day like that where I had to do some younger man's work in an older man's body. And by the end of the day, my middle, my back, those back muscles were just really hurting. Anybody know what I'm talking about? I mean, it was that little, Anybody know that feeling? Right? And I was, you know, just dealing with that. And I know that usually in a couple of days it works out and, you know, things go back to normal. I got out of the shower and, you know, the Holy Spirit just began to deal with me on some things. I said, Lord, my back is hurting. And here's what he spoke. He goes, well, why do you have to put up with it for a couple of days? This is in my mind. Why not ask me right now to touch you? Why spend one more night with the frogs? So I got out of the shower and I began to really think about it. Why not now? Why not now? Can he touch your back muscles? Can he do that? And I'm talking standing in pain, not just like come and go. I'm standing in pain. And I thought to myself, why not now? Why not now? So I began to speak to that. Father, in the name of Jesus, touch my back. Touch my back muscles in Jesus' name. Lord, release this pain, release this struggle, release this problem in Jesus' name. And I was adamant about it. And I don't have any pain. None. All last night, I had no pain. It was just gone. I'm speaking this for all of us. Sometimes we accept things. Now, I understand medical conditions. I do. Please understand that. But do I have to accept it? How many of us I can start coming against some of those things? Yes or no? Yes. Then I'm going to start, no, in the name of Jesus. My family isn't saved? No, in the name of Jesus. Jesus called those things as not as though they are. Then if it's in your provision, it belongs to me, I accept it and walk in it. Amen? Bring the manifestation. How many knows his rebuke and love changed me? His rebuke and love brought a victory to me. Is everybody with me? How many knows if there's some things that need to change, it's time to stand. No, in the name of Jesus, this is changing. I said, this is changing. There's nothing too hard for our God, true? Then it requires obedience. Notice God spoke a word first. It isn't like I'm acting on my own. Follow this. So you hear from the Lord and you become obedient to what the voice of the Lord is. He'll confirm it through his scriptures. You can stand on it. Does everybody understand that? When Peter walked on the waters because Jesus said what? How many notice that he responded to the word of God? Every miracle comes with a word spoken with it. Silver and gold I don't have, but what I have give to you. How many knows the disciples like, hey, you keep walking by this guy by the gate. How about see a miracle done? Say amen. Amen. Come on, get a word of the Lord on that situation. And then be obedient to walk that out. I share with the first service, I'm going to jump ahead for a minute. How many know the story where Jesus' taxes and Peter's taxes are due? And Jesus tells Peter, I want you to go fish. And the first fish you catch, I want you to open its mouth. There's a coin in there. It'll pay for my taxes and yours. How many know that story? Now, I want you to know that Jesus wasn't broke. He had a care of at least 12 men every day, plus all the ancillary people that were with them. How many knows when Jesus said, come, I'll make you fishers of men, he was expecting them to travel with him. How would you like to take care of just that surplus alone? Come on. And yet Jesus is going to speak a word to Peter. So you know what? I have some taxes to pay, and so do you. Even though I own the whole planet, I'm going to still pay taxes. And I want you to go grab that fish, and I want you to open its mouth. And there'll be enough for you and me. Now notice after the word was spoken, Peter did just that, true? Now, when he caught the fish, he opened its mouth, and guess what he found? Found a coin, true? Found some money. At that moment, Peter now is responsible for not only his taxes, but also the Lord's. When God blesses you, make sure you take care of what you have and make sure the Lord gets his portion. Amen. Oh, you're hearing a word. Because Peter could have spent all that on himself, took his family on vacation. Jesus wasn't twisting his arm. He says, I want you to go pay for yours and mine. When God blesses you, how many knows that he'll get it to you? Listen, let me make sure he gets it through you too. Become obedient to what God has blessed. How many think that his taxes, how would you like everyone in here that your taxes are taken together in one moment at one fishing thing at a word of the Lord? How many think it's pretty awesome? How about this? That same fishing trip paid for your taxes and paid for Jesus's also. How many knows God can bless? Say amen. How many knows we need to be obedient? What God speaks, walk it out. Get a word of the Lord on this situation and walk it out. Come on. Now, what if it was you? And the Lord spoke a word to you. I want you to go fish this morning. Go cast yourself, bust a hole in the ice, make sure you're safe. Amen. And I want you to catch a fish. When you do, pull out money for you and pay for somebody else's taxes. How many would have the faith to see that done? Come on. There's faith on both ends there. But what God speaks, he will perform. When he spoke to me, why not now? I had to think about it. I stood there in the bathroom and go, why not now? And in my mind, I'm thinking, no, I just know, Lord, in a couple days, it'll be released. It'll be fine. I can groan for a couple days. And then I got Adam and said, I said, why not now? 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 I did. I began to speak that. Why not now? And it's all of a sudden like I'm agreeing with the Lord. Why not now? We're having a conversation. Then I want you to believe. Why not now? So I began to push away all doubt, how I was feeling, and say, you know, in the name of Jesus, manifest it now. Come on. I didn't have some supernatural touch on me. I didn't feel any hot or cold tingling. I didn't feel anything. I just walked out the door and sat down. Cool. Say amen. Amen. Can God do it?
Yes.
What if Peter said, I'll get to that, Lord. Next week I plan on going fishing. You know what? I'll get to that next month. When God speaks a word, we must act upon it. Because the Father was setting up the Son to take care of him. So in due time, you'll reap if you don't faint. I'll get to that in a minute. So God's a now God. So when God speaks, don't delay with it. It may have changed your plans. Now, fishing isn't a bad thing to do. But if that was your occupation, it'd be like going back to your occupation. I mean, sometimes we don't like to do that. But Lord, I got to go down there. I'm going to smell like fish. I just washed my clothes. Lord, I've never seen enough money come from one fish to pay two people's taxes. I have to get a boatload to do that. How many of us, we can justify so many things. Lord, I don't even have any worms today. Lord, my fishing pole is broke. The line doesn't work. Everything we can do. God said, listen to me. Here's your miracle. I said I would take care of you. Now step out. When God says, I'll take care of you, I'll never leave you or forsake you, you belong to the Lord. Take your rightful position in this area. Obedience must be followed. We must be obedient sons and daughters of the Most High God. If we'll do, we'll eat the good of the land. Some things we never thought possible, God will manifest it. Whoever thought about striking a rock and water would come out? Come on. How many has God done so many miracles? Is God still the miracle working God? Then I want it to be natural in our presence. Why the church as a whole has not received more miracles is because most of the body of Christ is immature. Those who know their God will do exploits. Then, Lord, mature us quickly. Why there's not more converts being birthed in the kingdom is because the womb is still immature. Lord, mature us. How many of us, that's all our responsibilities. Lord, mature us. I want to see more miracles in our midst. Anybody with me? It should be just commonplace. Then if you're sitting down and you feel impressed, don't be disruptive. But, you know, can I pray for you? How many of us, that's a thing that we can do. No, Lord, just lay it on my heart. I want to pray for you. Can I pray for you to see God? How many of us, something. You can be at the grocery store and somebody may be in front of you and they may be impressed. Ask them, can I pray for you? How many of us, God is at work. God can heal somebody before he saves them. Amen. That's out of order. He's got to save them first. How many of those getting them healed shows some good converts? Amen. How many of those, there is no order. God wants to reach people. Amen. How many of those, he'll smash every box? Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Turn to Galatians chapter 6. You should turn there. When it comes to the power of God, we need to be more consistent in what we're doing. Being consistent means don't faint. The Lord has promised so many things. In Galatians 6:9, it says, let us not be weary in what? Somebody say well-doing. For in due season you'll reap if you don't faint. It's possible to do some great things for the Lord and get tired and quit. It's possible to be doing well-doing, reach a bunch of people, be all this, and feel like, man, I'm exhausted. I don't want to do anymore. Yeah. When it comes to the Holy Spirit, you must be refilled. Yeah. If you exude power from your life, you must have a time to be refilled. Yeah. Because your oil is good for today, but it's not good for tomorrow. The tendency of people is to leak. So no matter what infilling you have today, you have got to be refilled for tomorrow. Jesus always example was he ministered to the multitudes, then he went up to his Father to receive what he needed. Then he came down again. It's no different today. A lot of the church is weary. A lot of people have done a lot of good, but they haven't went back to get their strength renewed. Come on. As a church, don't be weary in well-doing, for in due season, say in due season. How many want to reap because you haven't given up? The truth is that there are seasons in harvest. There's seed, there's time, and there's harvest. But I want to have it in our lives that no matter what the season is in the natural, we can still reap in that season. Obviously, wintertime for us, the grass is pretty dormant, trees are pretty dormant, but you know what? They're still living. But how many want to even be fruitful even in winter season? I shared with the first service, we used to plant what was called winter wheat. Just before the frost came in, we would till a few fields, and we'd plant winter wheat. And it'd get up about this high. It kind of looked like grass when it first grown. But it got up about this high, and then winter would come. Then it would sit all dormant all winter, but when spring began to grow, it began to grow again. And then by the summertime, you can harvest that wheat. So for most farmers, it was the first initial payment in their year because normal harvest is in the fall. So it kind of gave them that boost. It's already ready in the ground. Like you as Christians, myself as well, I want to have seasons that no matter if it's off season, I'm still reaping. Come on. How many want to have it in every season? Notice the word says, don't be weary in well-doing. It's possible to do good and get tired. I understand it. But you can go back to the Lord to receive your strength. God doesn't want you to do this in your own power and ability. Amen? He says, listen to me. I want you to walk with me. Work with me. For in due season. Say due season. How many knows you'll reap if you don't what? I wonder how many are ready to receive their harvest and not even in position anymore to receive it. Can you imagine giving out that? Doing what's right. Sowing here. Doing this. Serving the Lord. And all of a sudden giving up and now the harvest is ready to come in and you're not even at the place. What farmer would plant a field, get it all ready, and it's ripe unto harvest and never partake of his own harvest? Come on. I wonder how many lives have been dashed because the individual stepped out of the process before the miracle manifested. And I'll speak this as your pastor. I've had several times in my life where people have earnestly sought the Lord for their family to be saved. I mean, got down and prayed, agreed with others, and their family finally came in and they weren't even in position to meet their own family. You want to know a disappointment? Is when a family member gets their life right and they look for that individual who's prayed for them and told them all about Jesus and they're not even faithful anymore. Can you see how that will take your harvest and trash it right down? Your first opportunity to see a full manifestation, now there's no foundation with that. We can all be in that position. We have to be diligent with these things that, listen, we are going to give out. There's going to be times in your life your energy will be down, but don't be weary in it. Don't give up in that area, for in due season you're going to reap. Amen? It's generally when there's sweat on your brow, the field's about done. Keep going. Because God says, I'm going to bring it back for all of us in here. When we're weary, it means to be dispirited. It's like, man, we're starting to lose interest. We're starting to faint in those things. Listen, outwardly we are getting older. Can we say amen to that? Amen. But yet inwardly, you know what? I'm 22 inside. Amen. Say amen. Amen. I kind of wish, like my wife says, I kind of wish I had the wisdom I do now back when I was a young person. How many of us, we made a whole lot better decisions, wouldn't we? Come on. You're right, hopefully. Amen. But the truth is that we have to go through this life. But in due season, notice you reap. What if you don't faint? That means your harvest is going to come in. I want to get to the place where on every wave it's returning. I'm not there yet, but I want to get there. I still have a vessel here that, you know what? I have needs. How many ever had a bad day? I asked the first service, how many ever wake up and you were crabby? You know, if you call somebody crabby who's crabby, they get crabbier. Say amen. Amen. That's not a good thing to say. Well, you're crabby. Now I'm mad. But the truth is God's given us emotions. He wants us to have them. But I've learned that much of my energy, I leak through my mouth. I can get all filled with the Spirit, loving God, and all of a sudden leak out of my mouth. It doesn't take long to drain the reservoir either. Amen? I was at the Myers parking lot the other day with my wife, and I let her off at the door, and I parked her car, and I'm walking down, you know, the main aisle where the main drive is, and, you know, here's the parking spots. I'm walking by. All of a sudden, this truck pulls in, pulls right up to me. And I'm like, dude, I'm like right here. I go, dude, I have the right of way. And he starts yelling at me. Say praise the Lord, everybody. I'm here like, dude, you almost hit me with your bumper. And now you're yelling at me? I'm like, I mean, sometimes aren't you glad it isn't flowing like a river? Yes or no? How many don't even want to think it either? Yeah. Say amen. So I remember going, oh, yeah, praise the Lord. Amen. All right. And especially when he's yelling at me, I'm like, you all know. Come on. How many know sometimes it's like, Lord, no. Today's the day I will not be offended today. Amen. I'm glad I didn't kiss his bumper because I didn't feel like not being on the ground either. But Lord, you're still good. Lord, I want to walk in that power. Can you imagine Jesus ministering to people and they do this? Aren't you that illegitimate son of Mary and Joseph? Aren't you the carpenter's son? How about this? Preach great services, heals many. You do these miracles by the power of Satan. If you don't think Jesus had to overcome a lot of words, a lot of hateful things, he experienced it to the fullest level. How about this? On the cross, you saved others, save us too. See, Jesus had to deal with everything and much greater than all of us. He was tempted in every way, yet without sin. And yet he still does this. Father, forgive them. Lord, teach me. Jesus knows what it's like. But we need to walk in that. There are going to be some things that come against you that will try to drain you, that will try to make you weary. And believe me, it's not one thing. It's a weighty thing. It's a many thing. And Lord, I want to shoulder it. All of us have to shoulder our responsibility. But when the load's too heavy, you're carrying too much. His yoke is easy. His burden is light. There is a burden, but you can shoulder your responsibility. Say amen. Sometimes others put a heaping load on you and makes it a lot tougher. Learn that there needs to be balance. How many knows even in families there needs to be a balance? Say amen. In church there needs to be a balance. Come on. Now I'm not looking to put any other weight on you. And I'll make this statement. I've never been at a harder working church than this one. Pastor Mark will attest to this too. No matter what size it is, when we have a need to have things done, things get done here. People will roll up their sleeves. Even if they got nice clothes on me, I'll wash those. Give me that stuff. Amen. Don't have to ask for a thing. I've seen people carrying trash cans just walking through the aisleways and to throw anything away for you. I love this church. Amen. It's an example to the flock. It really is. And you're giving and you're sacrificial. And you guys can cook too. I'm telling you, there's some stuff out there. Who made this? It was in a pineapple bowl. It was like a salsa. Who made that? I'm telling you what, you need to market that, lady man. Rosa, that stuff was awesome, Rosa. So, say amen. Oh, I get back to the message. Don't be weary in well-doing. Can you imagine being in that position? Now, picture the field. It's already planted. Man, you've sowed in that field. You've gave in that field. You've sweated in that field. You've plowed through it. You've disked it. You've planted it. And now all of a sudden it's beginning to grow. And now all of a sudden now it's time to partake of the harvest. And you're like, I don't care anymore. I'm tired. It doesn't take long for a fruit to overripen. It doesn't take long for a pepper to overripen. You got to grab it in the due time. I want your strength to be renewed. The enemy will try to run you down and make you weary. He'll try to get you because he knows he can't stop this second part of this verse. Don't be weary in well-doing. He'll try that out, but you'll reap if you don't faint. Can you imagine now your harvest comes in? When your harvest comes in, there's new strength and joy with it. Sometimes you have to endure. Sometimes you have to watch over your field. Sometimes you got to pray about that and keep the animals from chewing it up. Good. Say amen. Amen. But in due time, it'll reap. Now, I remember one time we had this field and we had a bunch of soybeans and then we had corn next to it. And this herd of deer came in. Deer are major destructive. They may look pretty, but 20 deer in a cornfield, they will eat your field up. Well, they got smart. They started to go to the center of the field, and they began to chomp out. Well, we finally got to this field. We were combining, and I bet 10 acres in this big parcel was totally destroyed, beat down and eaten up. So when you got to this area, all of a sudden it became this big barren spot. And you know what? It's a bummer. Come on. I think they're cute, but now they're destroying. Hear a word. Sometimes what we think is cute, oh, that's just cute, could be destroying some things. Yeah. Say amen. Yeah. Now, let me make it real, families. If your daughter or son goes out and it doesn't look like they have a whole lot on, they probably don't. And it may look cute until they sit down. Say amen. I was a youth pastor for a long time. I used to see students take two pairs of clothes. What they left the house with and what they changed into. Say amen. Come on. Right, Jen? I'm not saying you, but you know who. The truth is that how many of us will try to get away with all things? It may look cute, but is it good? No, I'm not here to be legalistic on things. I'm not. But how many things do we let in our homes that, well, that's okay? No. I had it the other day. Why are you dealing with that? I could have said, you know what, good, I got this for a couple more days. You want to ask. Ask and you'll what? Seek and you'll find. Knock and it shall. Then, Lord, that's your biblical principle. It says, don't be weary. Do not give up. You're almost at the finish line. Why give up now? You have a whole life that you've sowed into, a whole life that you've lived, and now you're going to give up on the only thing that matters. Press on through. Can you imagine Jesus going right to the end and getting to the cross and say, Father, I'm tired of this. And do you know what? Jesus could have came down from that cross. He says, right now it's possible for me to call down legions of angels and deliver me. But he said, not my will, but your will be done, Father. I'm going to sow this seed so that righteousness comes alive in people. I'm going to give of my life so others can live. Isn't that so cool? Jesus was the ultimate sacrifice. He ultimately sowed himself, and now eternal life is available for all of us. I'm thankful for that. And my portion is, listen, to become obedient. I want to be a servant of the Lord. Well, laying down your life is never easy. It requires our will. It requires effort on our part. Amen? And I want to give a shout out to, you retired recently, didn't you? Yes. Friday. I just remembered that. Amen. Marlene, congratulations. Amen. Congratulations, Marlene. All right. In due time, you'll reap if you don't want. Does God deserve our best? Yes or no? The Greek word for doing well means this. It's expressed in beauty. It's like a portrait. God says, well done is like when you look at that painting and it's all there. Now, I can't keep in the lines. I'm a terrible painter. Anybody terrible at those type of things? How many can paint? You can follow the lines. You can do all that. None of you ever painted before in your life? Everybody's looking at me like, what? No, I ain't doing any of that. I go buy them. The truth is that I can make the frame, but I can't do the canvas. But a well-done portion is this. You look at something and say, oh, man, that looks good. That means it's a completed work. We should have that. What we should do should be beauty unto the Lord, no matter what it is. All of us want to hear, well done, good and faithful servant, true? Not just done. There's a difference between well done and done. I want it well done. I want to have it well done in everything that I do. Then you know what? If I'm going to have that field, you know what? Then I'm going to watch that field. You have a family, there's your field. Watch over your field. I've learned that, listen, out of your mouth comes blessing and cursing. This ought to be, but blessing. It can't precede salt water and fresh. Lord, let it be fresh water. When people are thirsty, they're not looking for salt. They're looking for fresh water. We pray according. When Pastor Mark mentioned that he met his sister-in-law after 10 years, I think that's flat awesome. How many knows God will arrange things in your life? He's in the restoration, but we have to pray. We have to seek him in those things. To have a well done in our life, we need to be persistent. A farmer that is persistent will reap the crops. Then he can't eat all his seed either. Because then you'll end up buying it again. And it costs you double. Well, we need to be mindful of that. When we used to farm, there was a farmer down the road that, I don't know why, for the life of me, he'd plant a crop, and then he'd wait so long to get it out of the field. And he wasn't ill. The family wasn't ill. He would just be lazy when it came to harvest time. And we'd see it, and we'd drive by his fields all the time, and we'd ask him, look, we'll give you a hand pulling it out. It wasn't that big a parcel. Well, no, I get to it. I got plenty of time to get to it. And then the snow would begin to fly, and the crops were still in there. And as we as farmers, we'd go, oh, man, he's ruining that. There's a portion you can save, but it's going to ruin it. It gets moisture, and it gets moldy. And when we drive by, and I would cringe inside. I'm going, all that work, it took the same amount of work to get it in there. Pull it out. Don't let your harvest rot at the end. I want everybody in this room, no, I'm going to finish strong. I'm going to finish strong. If the Lord gives us another year, I'm going to finish strong. Look at all of us in here. We're all getting older, and slowly and suddenly, all those years are rapidly going by. Listen to me. Truly, the Lord's near. We need to be mindful of that. Well, I'll never forget. He finally got out in the field. And it was so like, you know, like when it gets sloppy and then freezes and sloppy and freezes. All of a sudden, he's got tractors stuck out in the field. He's got combines stuck out in the field. Now he's got a tractor pulling a combine, and it's just destroying all the land in front of it. It's like that whole field was just totally ruined. And you know what? We felt bad. I felt bad. We'd stop and say, what can we do? We'd do anything we could to help him get that harvest out. But unless the person has that in them to say, hey, I'm going to do it, no matter what anyone else does, it's a Band-Aid on it. Come on. Let's rip the Band-Aid off and be mindful of the harvest. Let's get back to those. I know many people who have served the Lord that are not serving Him anymore. Why? What did Jesus ever do wrong? What did He ever do that hurt somebody? God's always good. But the enemy always has it, and every trap is baited. And offense, believe me, is right there with the greatest pile. If you eat of that, you will be offended. You will get mad. But you know what? The Lord's good. God is always good. Even if bad things happen to good people, God is still good. He's always good. He can't change. That's His character. Listen to me, just because something happened to your life, it isn't His fault. We live in this sin-cursed world. Say amen. Come on, it's amazing we're all still alive if you think about it. God's been gracious to us all. This farmer I'm talking about, we talked to him, say, look, man, look, we'll help you out. All you got to do is ask. And then he totally did this. I don't want your help. I said, we're not trying to invade you. We know what it's like to farm. I don't want your help. I mean, sometimes when we become so self-reliant, we'll miss out on even help to come into our life. Amen. It's like you're in the ocean and there's a little rowboat. I don't want to get in that. I'm waiting for a yacht. You're going to sink. Amen? When we're consistent, you know what that means? That, Lord, I want to be what you want me to be. Being a consistent thing, I wasn't the fastest runner at school. I know it's shocking. Hard to believe, but I wasn't. I met some people that could just flat out fly. Just like, man, so fast. I could never imagine it. I remember one guy when I was in grade school. I had a friend, and this gentleman, this is no joke, he was no taller than this. And I remember he used to run like the wind. Well, I go, dude, I go, you got to enter some contest. He actually took my advice. He went up back then to a high school, and they had tryouts, just a normal race. He was beating seniors when he was in grade school. That's how fast this kid was. When we would race, he would be 20 yards ahead of everybody else. And when he would finish, he would stop and turn around, and everybody would run in. I never seen anything like it in my life. That's how fast this kid was. Unbelievable. I played baseball later on with him. And I remember I hit the ball. Went over the first baseman's head. He was on first. He was rounding home before I passed first base. It was like I was like slow motion compared to him. You're good. Amen. It's like, well, you know, you have that talent to do that. But what about the finish line? Are you persistent enough to cross it? Or are you weary in well doing? Sometimes we justify our actions because it's Christian. Or I put in my time. We can't just put in our time. We must be peaceable with it and press on in it. And if no one else wants to help, then I can't do nothing with it. Lord, I love you. Appreciate you. But each person has their own course. Yeah. Amen? We're not lords over people. We're just examples to the flock. When you're an example, that means there's still quietness there. Now, this guy who almost ran me over, in my mind, I'm thinking to myself, what are you doing? Amen? When he started yelling at me through his window, I remember going, I have the right of way. That's what I said. I'm glad that's what came out. Oh, come on now. Get real. I said, I do. I go, dude, I have the right of way. I looked at it. I have the right of way. As he's inching up towards me. How many think that goes to another level? So I stepped aside like this. I went, all the way into the grocery store. How many knows those conversations? I don't want to think it. I don't want to say it. But bless God, I'm right if I do. Dead men have no rights. Reckon yourself dead unto sin, but alive unto God. My anger will not change this situation. Say amen. Lord, just work. Touch him, Jesus. Amen. Maybe there's more going on in his life. That's not natural for me. That's not natural for us. Start to look at those indicators that you are changing. I'm not trying to use myself, oh, that's awesome. You're awesome, dude. No, I got flesh like everybody else. Come on, if it looks stupid, it walks stupid, it acts stupid, it could be stupid. Now, we don't want to talk about being stupid, do we? Can the pastor be this real or no? But Lord, let me deal with that. There's nobody stupid. They may do foolish things, but you've never made anybody a mess. Everyone has self-worth. Lord, let me work it within me. Come on. Am I preaching? Be diligent what God gives you and you'll eat the fruit of the land. Can you imagine when the harvest comes in? When the harvest comes in, Lighthouse Church will not be able to receive it all. If one city came to God, where would we put them? In the road? At the school? In the back field? Down the street? We have to start preparing for something greater. Come on. We have to be man or woman enough to go, you know what? The church down the street, if they're preaching Jesus and they love him, here's 5,000 new converts. Take care of them. Come on. Could we be that type of church? Hallelujah. That's good. Are you enjoying today? How many want to be diligent? We need to eat our own bread and not steal from others. If you've honestly earned it, you know what? You can partake of it. But don't eat all your harvest either. Start to sow in that area. I share with the first service. Pastor Matt downtown, he's got good news, gang. We saved up a surplus of money. And we owe about just under $200,000 on this building. We gave them a $2,000 offering towards their building fund. We sowed a tithe into their building fund. And then when we did, the board and I, that we agreed on that, Lord, bring it back to Lighthouse. Pay off our building. There's seed sown. God gave a word to the first service. There are some of you that have sowed in other places and other ministries. Some have even squandered what you gave. But God said, I'll locate you and bring it back even into your life, even though you're not even there anymore. That's for somebody in here. The Lord knows where you're at. He'll get it back to you. Can anyone say amen to that? Amen. When you're faithful with your diligence, God blesses. You don't have to beg for bread. If it's in the field, it'll produce a harvest. You don't have to beg for your bread. Sometimes you got to command this. No, in the name of Jesus, Satan, you're not ripping my harvest off. I'm going to stand watch like Shammah watching over the bean field. The Philistines wanted to come. He said, no, you're not taking my bean field. And the Bible says this, that his sword and his arm became like one as he defended his field. Sometimes you got to defend your field. You got to defend your family. You got to speak in those things. You're not ripping me off. I'm taking this area here. This is my bean field, bless God. This is my area. You got to speak to those things. You're harassing your kids. In the name of Jesus, Satan, I bind your work over my family. Hallelujah. I love this. I read this. George Mueller prayed for his neighbor for 45 years. He witnessed to him. At George Mueller's funeral, his neighbor came and gave his heart to the Lord. How many of us, God can still work even after you're gone here? I listen and I go, that's so cool. God is God. He's good. But start looking at it and say, you know, I'm going to be persistent in what God has. I'm not going to be weary in well-doing. I'm going to go back to the one who gives me the strength so I don't fail on the way. Amen? After a service like this or a Wednesday or a prayer meeting, we're vulnerable at times. After a spiritual encounter with the King, we're vulnerable. The enemy seems to attack that. So watch that area. You that are ministering, giving out, listen, before you go to sleep, go back to your God. Say, God, re-strengthen me. Because I need new oil for tomorrow. Why people give up is because they seize up. There's just enough oil to keep them going, but not enough to make a demand upon it. And when there's a demand upon it, they seize up. That's ministers included. Say amen. I shared with this first service, I'll give you a glimpse into my life. On Sundays, I give it my all and my best. I do. When I leave here and I go home, I get home probably about 3:30, 4 o'clock. I tell my wife, I'm done. I'm spent. I have no more. I'm done. I give it my all. And with that, my conscience is clear. But then, before I go to bed, I get refilled. Lord, strength from the King. Because tomorrow requires a new anointing. It won't work tomorrow, today. Each day is its own. Now, I'm sharing it not because I'm all that, but it's just a truth. It's how I keep myself in that arena, re-strengthened. All of us have that. Come on. Family demands, this here, caretaking, da-da-da, jobs, you name it. It all has a demand on your time. But it shouldn't give us an excuse why. I asked the first service. Now, you're all here, and I'm glad for that. If people attended church like their work, would they still have a job? Or would they all be fired for non-attendance? If you work for the Lord and He's the King of the universe and He owns it all, how many knows I'm going somewhere? Yeah. Come on, what excuse do we have? Why do we don't serve the Lord? Well, I can do it on my own way. Yeah, you're in bed watching whatever. And don't give me, you're getting all that anointing off the television tube. Because somewhere in there, there's a commercial pops up. Don't tell me there's a hand reaching through the screen. Oh, say amen. We need one another. I said we need one another. How many people would still have a job based on their attendance? Oh, man, Pastor. I don't like you. And if you left your glitter crayon somewhere up here, please let me know. They're right here in front row. How many of us, we need to be faithful? Do you think the Lord says, well done, good and faithful servant, if it's not that? Do you honestly think He's going to lie to people? No, He's going to always speak the truth in love. Then a well done, good and faithful, is that you're well done, good and faithful? You know what? It doesn't say how fast you ran the race. It just says run the race. And the older I get, I've noticed the slower I run, the more helpful I become. Because then I got time to help somebody else up that may have tripped on the road. Amen? When we're young, we go wide open. We pass a lot of things. But we need to slow down a little bit and help those that may have tripped. I know a lot of people that once darkened the door that are out there for many reasons. I know pastor friends that once Holy Ghost, unbelievable men of God that are not even leading congregations anymore. The calling's still good on their life. Something happened. Lord, bring them back. How many of us, we need that, church? You know of people. Bring them back. Lord, let's make that out there. Amen? Let's offer the help. I pray it isn't like that farmer that lived down the street from us. I don't want your help. We weren't trying to be abrasive. We were just trying to help because the crop is what you need. You're going to lose your house if you don't get the crop out. Amen? Sometimes you make the effort, it'll get turned down, but at least you made it. Hallelujah. You enjoy this morning? I'm just scratching the surface. We're only on page 3 of 26. Say God's good. How many here have ever been tired in the midst of this battle? Okay. How many ever been just worn out, just dealing with normal life? This, and this. Okay. How about even on the spiritual side? Maybe you've expended some lot and prayed, and all of a sudden, man, it's just weary. It's okay. There's weariness in well-doing. There's no doubt about it. But how many want to find that secret place where you can go back and be re-strengthened? Amen? I see my sister back there. Her brother had cancer. He's doing better now, isn't he? Amen. Amen. She shared a testimony on Wednesday to pray for her brother who's going to surgery that day. God stepped in and helped him out. And she brought a good word. Now you need to serve the Lord. Amen? That means when God spares your life, you need to make sure you get it right. But how many want that strength? Honestly. Then I encourage you, no matter what is, before you lay your head down, Lord, strengthen me. It'll work for you. Some of you have the time right now that you've dealt with it long enough. How many have heard a word? No, I've dealt with this long enough. Why not now? Did anybody hear that? For me, I heard that. Why not now? And it worked for me. I'll be honest with you. I walked out going, why not now? Why not now? Why not now? Amen. Then I speak into that arena. Some of you, God's calling for you more obedience. You got the sacrifice down, but he wants obedience, then sacrifice. Some of you are hearing a word. I want you to respond to that word. If you know it's the Lord, step out on that word. Now, God will speak it in his word. You don't have to be strange about it. But God will confirm his word with signs following. Amen? Some of you, he's calling you to be more obedient. Be obedient. There's a call for obedience. I said there's a call for obedience. For some of you, God's blessed you. Be mindful of that blessing. He wants to bring that increase. Then, Lord, I'm going to be mindful of that. Amen? You see that need, meet it. Hallelujah. Let's not be weary in well-doing, for in due season you'll reap if you don't faint. That means a harvest is coming for all of us. I'll make this bold statement to you. Even this Sunday morning, you will reap a harvest from this Sunday morning alone. Amen. Say, thank you, Jesus. Amen. There's been seeds sown into your walk that will produce. Hallelujah. That's good stuff, amen? Amen? Hallelujah. I said that's good stuff. In due time you're going to reap if you don't faint. Everything is there. And your final goal of that, when you cross the finish line, you get the end of your harvest. The Holy Spirit is the down payment of all that God has. They're the fullness of all that He has. Enter into the joys of your Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You enjoy this morning?
Yes.
If you would, lift your hands. Father, a blessing. I come against the weariness. Lord, supernatural strength to be upon your people. Lord, even the heaviness of life, the responsibility that we all bear. Lord, I pray, Lord God, their portion. Lord, if they're overbearing it, Lord, release that weight. And Lord, let us go to you, the biblical example, that Lord, after our day, that God, we get re-strengthened, renewed, that tomorrow we need new, fresh oil. And Lord, today we have resolve in our hearts. Make this your own prayer. Lord, I'm not giving up. I'm being persistent. I will cross that finish line and help others along the way. In the mighty name of Jesus, that we can all hear, well done, good and faithful servant. Lord, I pray for everyone's field, their life. Lord, that they'll watch over that field, that nothing will destroy their harvest. Like Shammah in the bean field, they're going to watch over that and fight for their land. Lord, let us fight for our families. Let us fight for our church and our community. Now let your blessing be upon. Meet every need in each home. And Lord, that word, why not now? Lord, let it be part of our life. Why not now? In Jesus' name, amen.